MHKPP. MHKPP. WBAE monitoring.
Echo 8, Yankee Sierra Charlie, mobile monitoring.
Oh, good afternoon. My name is Walt. Here is Sterling Heights. What up?
Hey, Walt. It's going to be an eventful day for me, kind of a pain in the butt. Got done with work, and now I'm recently divorced, so I was living with my dad for a little bit, and now I'm moving into my apartment. So I was out in Oxford, then I was in Clinton Township, and now I'm moving back out to Oxford. So it's a hot, sweaty day for me.
Real good. I don't know to congratulate you. You're talking to somebody I was married for 62 years. The only thing I knew about Oxford, many decades ago, when I worked at Sears, one of the guys in the tire department bought the theater in Oxford. He didn't make any money on it, but he just always wanted to own a theater, movie house.
Yeah, that theater's still there, and it's still functioning. You know, it's a corporate thing now. But I guess Oxford's mostly known for, I guess, the guy who used to be the voice of the Lone Ranger in the black and or the radio days, I guess, was from Oxford.
I'm sorry, the phone rang. What is your name?
My name is Chris.
Yeah, Chris, I forget everybody's name and call. Yeah, and if you're too young to remember Morton F., Michigan Outdoors, he lived in Leonard, Michigan, and he was a ham radio operator, along with Arthur Godfrey, which way before your time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know the names, and I know who those people are. I'm 40, but, I don't know. I used to like to watch old stuff, and so I'm familiar with old actors and musicians and things like that, so I know who you're talking about.
What do you do for a living that would take you to Oxford? And where do you work?
So I've been a window cleaner for 20 years, and I've worked for other people for those 20 years, so, you know, worked for mom-and-pop companies here in Metro Detroit. I've worked for four of them over those 20 years, and I've gotten to know pretty much everything there is to know about this business. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I started to do side jobs to help support my family, and it was making it to where I was working 7 days a week because people told people who told people who told people, and it just grew to the point where I had to make a choice whether or not I wanted to go out on my own or keep working for other people. And after, actually just before even anything happened with my divorce, I made a decision I was going to go out on my own. this year. So April 1st was my launch date, and I'm a business owner now. So I clean residential windows in Metro Detroit.
I'll be darned. Many years ago, working at a store in Birmingham, a lighting store, high-end stuff, guy was doing the windows, and I wouldn't talk to him. And he was from Saudi Arabia. And you could tell, well-educated. I mean, you just knew it. And I said, how many of your people are here? He said, about 200. Extended family. They hated Saudi Arabia. They hated the ruling family. They just hated it. And they all came here. Pretty interesting. What solution do you use? What do you mix for your window washing solution?
So I know way back when people would use things like ammonia and newspaper and or ripped up baby diapers, things like that for wiping the edges and stuff. I just use water and Dawn dish detergent, or Dawn dish soap, and that's what I've been using for forever. It does a really good job, and but the key is not the solution. It's part of it, but you use 4-aught steel wool, and make sure you have a squeegee with a fresh piece of rubber in it, and that's what's going to get you the best results.
I'll be darned. Well, you got a holiday weekend to move. Yesterday was pretty interesting. Maybe you heard people talk about a lark in a park. We met at Metro, not a big crowd, all retirees. 11 of us were there. There were 5 stations on the air. I've had some health issues. I didn't bring my gear. We barbecued some hot dogs, grilled some hot dogs, ate some pizza, had some potato chips, and came home. Met a resident who used to live here, lives in Huntsville, WDHCRT, a hell of a portfolio of, he's contract worker, okay? He's been to Afghanistan, Iraq, if you ever heard of the Marshall Islands, he was a DX on Kwajalein, which was the big Navy battle during World War II. That bay is full of sunken ships and munitions and just everything. And he's worked on the Goodyear blimp and stuff like that. And anyway, we spent about 3.5-4 hours here at my house. We went out to eat, and it was good. Just a really neat guy with a lot of history.
Yeah, actually, I'm really familiar with the battles that he was in. I used to teach, it was a civilian, not division of the Marine Corps, I would say. It was like an organization that was run by civilians, and we taught World War II and World War I United States Marine Corps history. So I'm familiar with Kwajalein and the Marshall Islands, Solomon Islands, Tarawa, Saipan, all that fun stuff. But European theater is, of course, interesting, but I was more interested in the Pacific. That's pretty neat. I kind of travel a little bit. I'm a caver. I like to go explore caves. So I'm going up to the UP for my second time in my life in less than 2 weeks. 40 years old or 41, and I'd never been across the bridge or seen the UP until 2 weeks ago. But I'm going back up again this weekend, or this next week, so I'm looking forward to it.
WBAD, not good for you. Yeah, I used to deer hunt up there. I would never want to live there. I never would. Interesting people. I would go into town. We'd eat at a local restaurant. Phenomenal food, you know, all really home cooked. My buddies would hit the bar, nothing against it. I'd go to the fire station, all volunteer, chit-chat with the people, the guys there, and find out where the real deer hunting is. And it worked out well. But, one day at field day, I get a phone call, and the area code is all zeros. I go, what the hell is this? He snagged a satellite phone from when he was in Iraq and gave me a call, wanted to know about how the field day was going. I got a kick out of that.
That's hilarious. I would never, I mean, yeah, that makes sense, because 000 area code to be a sat phone, that's kind of neat. Yeah, that's exactly what I guess I would expect if they were going to give an area code to it, now that I think about it.
Well, he brought his cam gear with him, and, you know, on a military base, you can get anything done. You know, as far as antenna work, wire, you know, it's there. So he puts up a station. Well, he didn't get a reciprocal license from Iraq, and the ARRL said, you don't count for DXCC. You didn't get a reciprocal license. He emailed back, I couldn't get a Abram tank to take me to downtown Baghdad to get my license.
So what did you do for a living, sir?
Well, my longest job was working for Sears Roebuck, McColl Mall, in what we call the tools department. I sold the lawn equipment, riding mowers, even saddles when I first started there in 64. And then they started weeding out full-time people. Their major selling product was the maintenance agreements, the extended warranty. Actually, decades ago, a couple of states tried to check all the retailers. They sold them to court, but they beat it. Then you realize decades later, people like Clarence Thomas, who sits on the Supreme Court, no wonder they didn't win it. And, yeah, and then just nickel and dime jobs after that, literally nickel and dime.
Nothing wrong with that. Anything to scrape and get by, nothing unhonorable in that, as long as you're out there doing stuff, you know? I think that's, I mean, right now, this whole thing of moving back is a major financial strain on me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, but I'm going to go and I'm going to keep on moving forward and scrape by and try to make it work, you know? It's just the way life goes.
Oh, yeah, WP80. I have three sons, and, you know, one of them remortgaged his house during the 08 crash, and they told him, nope, you didn't get it. We're selling your house. We're foreclosing without telling him. Wall Street robber barons. That's who actually took over Sears and Kmart. Eddie Lambert did it legally, drove those businesses in the ground. They were on the way out anyway. But, yeah, and I got one in L.A., and two of my sons are here in Michigan. And one is a handyman who he's worked under the counter his whole life. I don't even think he's ever paid taxes. I mean it. And the other one, he works for a place, he's actually a foreman, that repairs hydraulic pumps. And you think it would be a nickel and dime. Man, oh man, those people are busy making money like you can't believe. It's either a salvo or electric pump. Air pump. But, yep, that's the story here. My youngest is 54, my oldest is 62.
Well, you've certainly seen a lot of life, but, those hydraulic and pneumatic technicians, I mean, they're the lifeblood of what keeps robotics working in the United States. So, you know, once the workers were replaced by the robots, someone had to step in to fix the robots, and that's where the money went, you know, and good for him for getting into that trade, and, I mean, heck, even just being an under-the-table handyman, whatever gets you by, man.
Yeah. The one son that does the pumps, he worked at one place literally after high school. You know, got a job sweeping the floors. 19 years later, he's a foreman. The owner groomed him in 08 when the crash came and put his stepson in charge. Wound up selling the place for $26 million. It was on 10 and Mound called Paragon. $26 million, left the state, moved down to Florida, opened up an air training facility for getting your pilot's license. Anyway, because my son knew people, these other people hired him, and he's been there for years. Lives out in Chesterfield Township. The one son lives in L.A. So they take care of the old man. They really do. The son out in L.A. handles the money. The son out here in the Chesterfield Township and the other son handle the couple of the help, women coming in and cleaning the house, doing my laundry, and what have you. But so I'm here at 14 Van Dyke, if you're familiar with the area, in Sterling. I call it Sterlingstan, like Afghanistan, Pakistan.
I'm slightly familiar with the area. Yeah, it was at Warren, or what are you saying, at Sterling Heights? But, yeah, you know, I've only been living out here for just under a year in the Clinton Township area, and, it's terrible because for, you know, since basically September of last year, I've been having to drive out to Oxford almost every day. So it's like, you know, 45 minutes each direction every day. So for me, this move is a major cut down on miles on my car and gas and things like that. And also, it just gets me closer to my boys. My youngest son had some really, really serious health concerns. So it just makes me feel better knowing that I'm closer.
Oh, yeah, that's where radio comes in handy. I guess maybe 5 years I've been into that Wires X stuff, C4FM, and I'm having a ball with it. Like tomorrow night about 8 o'clock, I'll check into the VK5 Australian net, hop all over the country in different rooms. Even this 70D handheld will do it.
Yeah, I have a Yaesu handheld that allows me to do some digital, but I just haven't played with it at all. You know, they're Fusion, so. But, you know, I've done some stuff with, I can't remember what the name of that, Echolink. I've done Echolink a couple times. That's kind of fun. But other than that, I mean, I just pretty much stay on UHF, VHF, and GMRS until just recently because for some reason, my mobile radio, yeah, I know I'm not supposed to, but it can do UHF, VHF, and GMRS, and for some reason it's not working with GMRS, so I got to figure that out.
Yeah, I never got into those other parts of the hobby. I've been in the hobby, I don't know, 37, 38 years, 39, I don't even know. I got into it through the back door. The FCC caught me on what we call the uppers, like channel 90 on a CB.
Yeah, I used to know a guy who was a ham radio operator in the 50s and 60s, I guess. And, you know, he was doing high frequency, and he was getting over into, he had made contact with China, and the Chinese sent him, you know, saying the Chairman Mao book and all kinds of stuff, so the FBI showed up in his house. But pretty wild, the stories I've heard.
Yeah, we used to CB channel 90 sideband for walleye fishing. I had a Francis Whip on my full-size van. I could leave the Macomb Mall and talk to the guys on the Detroit River. I was a fishing addict. There's a whole subculture that still fishes the Detroit River. I haven't done it in years owing to age restrictions. And then I got a ham unit that had the crystals in it, a big antenna on a roof, two-story house in Warren. Had a ball. They knocked on a door. Had to go downtown. The guy said to me, you know, you're a traitor. You're on the upper frequencies that the government owns. And I said, you want my honorable discharge? I can't fit in my uniform anymore. You know, give me a break. I was 42 then. I don't need this crap. Anyway, letter writing, they'd send a letter. I'd send one back, wouldn't sign it. They'd send a letter back to sign it. I would send it signed. They'd send me another letter. I waited 28, 29 days, sent them another letter, didn't sign it. They'd send, anyway, wound up paying a $5 fine. So who calls me years later the agent who busted me, he said, you guys gave me more fishing information, you know, how to catch walleye. There, it's an art on the Detroit River in St. Clair. I said, why'd you bust me? He said, you sounded like a nice guy.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my dad would take us fishing on the Detroit River for walleye with their little trolling motor and go out there and just troll for them. It was a good time, but I was never much of a water guy.
Yeah, I took all three of my sons, and they're not. The youngest one loves the fast boats that go 100 miles an hour. They cost just about as much as my house, and I'm serious. So, yeah, I like this area here. Until recently, I would go south on Van Dyke just a little bit and take a street to the east and go feed the deer in the winter. Hell of a deer herd in Warren. Hell of a deer herd. Maybe 3-4 years ago, the most I counted at one feeding session was 22 deer. And somebody a couple years ago killed a 12-pointer back in the Red Run Drain property. Took the head and took the meat.
Must have been last year at about, I think it was 18 and Mound? No, not 18 and Mound. It was like, I think it was actually out towards the, don't you live close to Andiamo?
Yeah, 4 minutes away.
Yeah, so there's like, there's an area right across from Andiamo. Holy smokes, something came falling off someone's car. There is a, a road by, across from Andiamo that has mostly government contractors, like government buildings and stuff. And I was cleaning the windows back there, and I look, and there's woods behind me, and I look, and there is the biggest coyote I have ever seen, and it was well fed, let me tell you. So that was pretty alarming to see in Sterling Heights, of all places.
Yeah, the people on that street, one side is suburbia, the other side of the street is the Red Run Drain property. You're along the Bear, I think it's called the Bear Creek there. I looked it up years ago. I could be wrong. And, yeah, there's a lot of coyote around the people where I did watch it there and walk the property. That was fun, but had a lot of health issues, and we had COVID in the house. The wife got the real first round of COVID, and it just destroyed her mentally. And I haven't done it lately, but the people there, because my second cousin is their mailman on the street, and they all love him, they would come out and talk to me. And the last time I drove down and was talking to people, just about a month ago, and three wild turkeys came out, but the coyote take, you know, they really do a number on them.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a little bit further from the repeater here, Walt, so I'm going to get going. It was a pleasure talking with you, sir. Hopefully we'll talk again. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Sierra Charlie Mobile at I-75 and Lapeer Road, getting off.
Okay, you stay safe, my friend. WP80.
KF8BPI, KK6J calling. One more time for KF8BPI, KK6J, standing by and monitoring. KF8BPI, KK6J. Negative copy, KK6J clear.
BF5X, getting set
by chance?
This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. I'm trying to get caught up here. First I'll read the warnings that we got out. 1 second. Okay, National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Shiawassee County, Southeast Michigan, and Central Genesee County, Southeast Michigan, until 7 p.m. At 5:39, severe thunderstorm is located over Durand, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60 mile an hour winds and quarter-size hail. This severe thunderstorm will be near Schwartz Creek and Lennon around 5:45, Flint around 5:55, Burton around 6:05, Davison around 6:30. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake. I'm going to get set up here at the desk, so be right back. Okay, this is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake has issued severe thunderstorm watch 6-5 in effect until 9 p.m. this evening for all 17 counties in our CWA. I made that train nice and short. It's KDTX. If there's anybody listening on the 3-5 here, could somebody merge the DMR and the analog together so I can only use one mic?
KDTX, something other day.
Gotcha.
Be advised, Genesee County is currently condition yellow. Condition yellow, Genesee County. WMAD.
QSL, 1751. This is KDTX. Once again, severe thunderstorm watch number 665 is in effect until 9 p.m. this evening for all 17 counties in our CWA. Haven't gotten any updates yet, but current warnings are for East Central Shiawassee County in Southeast Michigan and Central Genesee County in Southeastern Michigan, and that is until 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is KDTX National Weather.
WEAP.
Station calling the frequencies in use for SkyWarnNet for National Weather Service, but like, please hold your traffic until after we've completed our net. Thank you. Severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties, and the severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Shiawassee County is canceled. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for Central Genesee County. At 5:55, a severe thunderstorm is located over Schwartz Creek near Flushing, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Primary hazards are still 60 mile an hour winds and quarter-size hail. Severe thunderstorm will be near Flint and Schwartz Creek around 6 p.m., Beecher around 6:20, Davison around 6:30. It's KDTX. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for Central Genesee County. At 6:07 Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm is located near Flint, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Primary hazards are still 60 mile an hour winds and quarter-size hail. The severe storm will be near Flint, Burton, and Beecher around 6:15. Crossroads Village around 6:20. Davidson around 6:30. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, Flight Lightning. All stations on the mic on that. Be advised, my line will be unmanned for about 5 minutes. KDTX. This is KDTX. As a reminder, National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 665 and is valid until 9 p.m. this evening for all 17 counties in our CAWA. Current warning we have out is for Central Genesee County and it's still 7 p.m. This is KDTX National Weather Service White Light. While the radio's quiet, is there any other county key stations wishing to check in to the mic on there at this time?
Whiskey Juliet, 8 Victor, Tuscola County, condition green.
Thank you, Tuscola. Good evening. Is there anybody else?
Echo, Lima, Quebec, Bay County, condition green.
Okay, Bay County, got you in there. Are there any others? Okay, KDTX.
NAKPP.
NAKPP, the repeaters are being used at this present time for a Skywarn net for National Weather Service. If you could please hold your traffic until we clear, I'd appreciate that. KDTX, National Weather Service, White Light.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Have a good evening. NAKPP.
This is KDTX. National Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for Central Genesee County. The storm, which had prompted the warning, is weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life or property. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Severe thunderstorm watch number 665 still remains in effect until 9 p.m. this evening for all 17 counties of the CWA. KDTX.
KDTX National Weather.
Station calling, go ahead.
Hey, Ted, per your last, we're going to go down to condition green. WM88, Genesee County.
Master received. Thank you, Tim. KDTX.
MI5 Event 1, connected to UHF Hub.
KDTX, National Weather.
Station calling the chair.
KDTX, National Weather. Genesee County is going to be off the air. And standing by if in the event something pops back up. If you do anything about that, Ted, we'd appreciate just send everything at the north or south. WM8A, we'll be clear.
Okay, Mr. Steve, thank you very much. KDTX.
Are we supposed to have nasty weather coming in tonight? Any UIU?
I apologize for that station calling. I was on TX. Could you repeat your traffic?
Nancy 8, Golf Yankee Uniform, NAGYU. I'm in Emily City, and I'm in the basement, so I don't know what the weather's like outside. I'm just wondering. I know they said something about possible bad weather, but that's as far as I heard it. Go ahead.
Okay. This is a weather net for 17 county stations, for 17 county key stations. Unfortunately, you're not a county key station, so that. So if you could hold all your crap until after we clear the repairs, I would appreciate it. This is Katie Hicks. And just for information, all 17 counties are under our watch until 9 p.m. And that's all 17 counties under CWA. Katie Hicks.
Roger, roger.
Okay.
I'll shut up. And I just was waiting, hoping just to get a report on how bad, if it's good or not. And clear. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Station operator safety, repeaters are being used for a MyConNet for National Search Alert Link. Please hold all general crap until after we complete the net and we release the repeaters to go on up to use. It's Katie Checks.
Says KTTX. A reminder, the National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 665, valid until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties in our CWA. This is KTTX.
This is KTTX, National Weather Service, by Mike. We have a severe thunderstorm watch, which is valid until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties in our CWA. So that is severe thunderstorm watch number 665. Valid until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties. This is KTTX, National Weather Service, by Mike. KTTX. National Service has got severe thunderstorm watch number 665 in effect until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties of CWA. Thank God this is not an actual active storm or storms that we had Tuesday, so I'm glad to have a quiet night. KTTX. If there are any key county stations wishing to get in on the list, let me know you guys are there. I'd appreciate it. So far we have Genesee County, but they, I believe, checked out for a while. So I'm left with Tuscola and Bay. If there's any others, let me know and I'll get you down on the list. KDCAPS. This is KDCAPS, National All stations be advised, MyCon will be unavailable for about 5 minutes. Take a check. Okay, this is KD Tech. The National Service Truck Pontiac has canceled 4 counties of the watch that is currently available, or up until 9. The counties that have canceled are Bay, Midland, Saginaw, and Shiawassee. Once again, Bay, Midland, Saginaw, and Shiawassee counties have been removed from the watch list. The watch still remains in effect for 13 counties. Genesee, Huron, Lapeer, Winneway, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, San Lac, St. Clair, Tuscola, Washington, and Wayne. This is KDTX, National Service.
KDTX, KDTX, Bay County.
All right, go ahead.
Since it has been canceled, I will secure it. Thank you very much. KDTX, you.
7-3, KDTX, National Service. This is KGTX from National Weather Service, Lloyd Lake. National Weather Service Draconic has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Macomb County in southeast Michigan and northeastern St. Clair County in southeastern Michigan until 8:15 p.m. At 7:43 p.m., a severe thunderstorm located near New Baltimore, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gust and quarter size hail. This severe thunderstorm will be near St. Clair around 8 p.m. This is KETX Network. KGTX, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for east central Macomb and northeastern St. Clair counties. At 7:49 p.m., severe thunderstorm is located near New Baltimore, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Hazards are ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile an hour wind gust. This severe thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of east central Macomb and northeastern St. Clair counties, including the following locations: Anchorville, North Street, Adair, Ravelin, Goodells, Smith's Creek, Wadhams, Fort Gratiot, New Haven, and Avona. Ivoca, Smith Cakey Checks. I'm going to go back and learn how to read. Is there a county key station listening either from St. Clair County or Macomb County at present time? You were covered by, not sure what it was, but you were covered at UT station for one of the counties?
Affirmative for St. Clair County.
Okay. I just want to know if there's somebody out there that if something did happen with the ping pong ball size hail, that if we need any clarification, so I can call on. Thanks for checking. How do you call, sir?
Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, November, Fox.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know you're there. And do you have an active event this time?
Yeah, we are currently condition green here.
Okay, copy condition green. Thank you very much. KD Jets. KD Checks. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for east central Macomb and northeastern St. Clair counties. At 7:57, severe thunderstorm was located near Richmond, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. 2-inch hail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts. I repeat, 2-inch hail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts are your primary hazards. This severe storm will be near St. Clair around 8:15, Marysville around 8:25. Since KETX, National Weather Service, White Lakes. Since KETX, the severe thunderstorm warning for east central Macomb County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for northeastern St. Clair County. Hazards are now 60 mile an hour wind gusts and back down to quarter size hail. At 6 a severe thunderstorm is located near Marine City or near St. Clair, moving east at 30 miles per hour. The severe thunderstorm will also be near St. Clair around 8:15 p.m. This is KDTX National Weather. Severe thunderstorm watch number 665 still remains in effect for 13 counties in our CWA until 9 p.m. This is KDTX. So this is KDTX. We have issued another severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern St. Clair County in southeast Michigan until 9 p.m. At 8:14 p.m., a severe thunderstorm is located near Marine City or near St. Clair, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This severe thunderstorm will be near St. Clair around 8:20. KDTX National Weather. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern St. Clair County will expire at 8:15. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area, therefore, the warning won't be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm warning has been reissued for southern St. Clair County at this time. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch still remains in effect until 9 p.m. for 13 counties in our CWA in southeastern Michigan. KDTX National Weather Point Lake.
From WJAE Tuscola.
Go ahead, Tuscola.
We'll probably remain standby here until the watch actually expires, but thanks a lot, WJAE.
Okay, thank you for checking in tonight, sir. We'll have you on your standby, and hopefully that'll be it for the night at 9 o'clock. KDTX National Weather. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for southeastern St. Clair County. At 8:30 p.m., a severe thunderstorm is located near Marine City, 4-7 miles southwest of St. Clair, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This severe storm will be near Marine City around 8:35 p.m. This is KDTX National Weather. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for southeastern St. Clair County. At 8:47, a severe thunderstorm is located over Marine City or near Algonac, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-dollar size hail. This severe storm will be near Marine City around 8:55. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, Point Lake.
KDTX from St. Clair County, KHANF.
Go ahead, St. Clair.
I just want to let you know we acknowledge the update and we are still out here in condition green.
Message received. This is KDTX National Weather Service. This is KDTX National Weather Service. National Weather Service in Detroit Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern St. Clair County and southeastern Michigan until 9:30 p.m. At 8:54, a severe thunderstorm was located over Algonac, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Primary hazards are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Severe thunderstorm will be near Algonac around 9 p.m. KTTX Vancouver.
Yeah.
Is it time to go home yet? Cancellation's coming out here in the next couple of minutes.
Alright.
This is KDTX. National Service has allowed the Reaper Storm Watch 665 to expire for the following years. This covers all the remaining 13 counties. So we are clear. Mike Conn is leaving the building. 730 KDTX.
Thank you, Ted. No, you have products.
Not bad.
Copy that. Thanks, Pat. KDHJNF, St. Clair County.
Have a good night, guys. KDK.
MI5 Event 1. Disconnected.
We clear to be naughty.